The Neighborhood Transformation Initiative. Okay, you're forgiven if NTI doesn't ring a bell. It's been nearly 15 years since then Philadelphia Mayor John Street launched his ambitious anti-blight program. In coming months, though, NTI's nearly $300 million budget will be fully spent if all goes according to plan. So, what do we get for all that money? WHYY's Aaron Mozell dug in to find out.
In 2004, Otis and Donna Bullock were engaged and looking for a house to call home. They started looking at the 3100 block of West Burke Street in Strawberry Mansion, then a crumbling stretch north of Girard Avenue near the Schuylkill River. Otis knew what the neighborhood was like. He wasn't sure Donna did.
You know what this means. You know, it's rough around here.
No problem, Donna told him. She liked the idea of living in a neighborhood where she could make a difference. Besides, how else could they afford so much house without a nest egg or family to help with a down payment? More than a decade later, the Bullocks, now a family of four, have put down deep roots on West Berks.
When I go to career day now at the local school, the kids are able to not only just say, oh, wow, she's a lawyer. They're able to also say, yeah, she lives on my block. That's Miss Donna. I know her. And they're proud to actually brag to their friends that they know this lawyer. And I think those things in the long run helps build this community beyond the bricks and mortar.
The property the Bullocks bought was fixed up in part thanks to dollars from the Neighborhood Transformation Initiative, launched in 2001 by Mayor John Street. It was bankrolled by nearly $300 million in bonds. Thousands of residents also benefited from the program. Still, getting a clear and complete picture of its overall impact isn't easy. Here's a few things we do know. Nearly half of the money was spent on demolitions, though the city tore down less than half of the 14,000 buildings it planned to remove. The rest went to housing and neighborhood preservation, as well as gathering small lots into large parcels attractive to developers. The Philadelphia Redevelopment Authority is only now working with various city departments and programs to pull together information for a detailed overview of NTI's track record. Executive Director Brian Abernathy says PRA will make a public presentation towards the end of the year.
Overall, I don't think it's going to be hard to argue that NTI hasn't had a tremendous impact on our neighborhoods. We have more affordable housing units, we have less blight, we have better economic development projects, we have investment in our commercial corridors, all because of this program.
Where his predecessor, Ed Rendell, focused on making Center City safe and inviting, John Street would put his energy as mayor into improving the neighborhoods beyond. And NTI was the most ambitious program to carry out that agenda. Though he declined to comment for this story, here he is laying out his vision for NTI on NBC 10 in 2001.
It's about a comprehensive way of investing strategically resources in our neighborhood so that we have a bright future for our neighborhoods and our people who live in our neighborhoods.
When NTI was created, blight had become a significant citywide problem. It's estimated Philadelphia had 57,000 vacant properties then. Nearly 8,000 were considered imminently dangerous.
I used to tell people I would wake up in the morning to hear that overnight houses had fallen down.
Patricia Smith was NTI's first director.
Thankfully, you know, at that point in time, no one was hurt, but at least a couple of properties, two or three a week, if not overnight, would collapse in the city of Philadelphia. That's a frightening situation.
These days, as Smith looks over a giant grass lot in eastern North Philly where vacant properties once stood, she's happy she's part of the NTI story.
And wasn't going to fix every problem, but the idea was how do you begin to clear the path for investment and development in communities and making Philadelphia a great place to live, to work, to learn, to shop, and to play.
The final $37 million for NTI must be spent by March 2016 or be returned to bondholders. The planned restoration of the Divine Lorraine Hotel on North Broad Street is perhaps the most high-profile example of projects getting some of that money. NTI dollars are also being used to improve Bartram's Garden in Southwest Philly and help licenses and inspections pay for demolitions. Still, the program will always have its critics. John Cromer led the city's Office of Housing and Community Development under Mayor Rendell and briefly worked for Street. He says NTI would have accomplished more had Street spent more time planning ahead.
If he had said, you know, my first year in office is going to be the year of planning, you know, and by the end of that year, every neighborhood is going to have a plan. And that's all we're going to do with respect to the Neighborhood Transformation Initiative. I think people would have bought that. And I'm not saying everything would have been perfect, but I think that could have been an approach that would have worked better than what actually happened.
Cromer also thinks it was a bad idea to allocate multi-million dollar chunks to city council to spend.
That was a big mistake and led to a lot of administrative problems, but also led to the sort of existence of unspent funds that's being faced right now. The administration's job is really to lead, and once some of that leadership is handed over to the legislative body, you're starting to lose ground, and it's very hard to gain it back.
Ava Gladstein ran NTI for the last couple years of Street's time in City Hall. She now leads the mayor's Office of Community Empowerment and Opportunity. She says Philadelphians would think better of it if they could connect the dots between NTI and specific projects or programs.
How you measure success was never as clearly articulated as it could be, and it was just hard to share that with the public at large.
Philadelphia's next mayor still inherits an estimated 40,000 vacant properties. The difference is that there's a lot more interest from private developers these days. Neighborhoods like Fishtown, Northern Liberties, Pennsport, they no longer need the city to help spur development. What's more, the city finally has a land bank, a centralized, permanent way of selling off vacant, city-owned properties. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.